Fuck it, we ball.
Hell yeah.
All right, so this episode of Double Brain Think Tank is brought to you by Riley.
Happy to be here.
It's our third episode. The second episode is on Patreon if you have $5.
Patreon. Love it.
Patreon.
What's the hot deal on Patreon? What's that episode about? Patreon. What's that one about?
And you keep that damn thing against your head. All right, I'm gonna keep it against my head. All right, I'm gonna keep it the damn thing against my head. Okay, we're just like sharing a headphone. It's pretty funny.
We are.
Fascinating. I wish I could see you.
Crazy stuff. I'm sorry you can't see us. We can see you though.
I'll just have to imagine it.
Yes, less is touching your face.
We're investigating. That's not fucking true.
We investigating. All right. So you want to start?
I thought of that.
Yeah. This episode's topic is the Scream franchise.
The Scream.
I love the Screams. Love those Screams.
Scream franchise.
I'm new. Believe it or not, I'm new to the Screams.
Yeah,
I wasn't allowed to watch the Screams growing up, but it was definitely a big phenom.
Did you want to watch them when you?
I wanted to be one of them. I wanted to join the Screamers.
I actually had a really funny experience with seeing the first Scream for the first time. So I've seen Scary Movie 1 and 2 so many times.
Oh yeah,
and I've never seen Scream before this point. But then I got invited to someone's birthday party. Our friend Alyssa. And they played Scream 1. It was the first time I ever saw Scream. And the whole time I was like, oh my God, this is just like Scary Movie.
Every fucking 5 minutes, she was like, this is just like Scary Movie.
So like, I don't get why then, because I thought that Scream was like serious. I mean, it is kind of serious, but I always thought it was like legit.
So
why is Scary Movie making fun of this if it's goofy?
The third one is just like camp or something. I don't know.
The third one's not good.
The third Scream you're talking about?
I thought it was pretty good because Courtney Cox's bangs were so funny.
It's all right. It's definitely the worst one. I mean, so you want to go through these like one by one?
Yeah. All right, let's start with number one.
Okay, number one. What do we think?
I think it's actually pretty good.
It's a classic.
Classic stuff.
It's great. Just,
that legit mid-90s vibe. Can't beat
his
it.
What's his name? Skeet Ulrich. Billy.
I don't know his name.
Oh yeah, the main bad guy.
Yeah.
He reminds me a lot of like a Power Rangers character.
He nailed being a weirdo. Yeah.
Or like Leo Johnson from Twin Peaks.
You know he's Jughead's dad in Riverdale.
Yeah, no, I've heard such things.
So like when he showed a spoiler alert, when he showed up in the new one, was that real or is that like?
Oh, it was just like she. I think it was implied that she has schizophrenia or some kind of thing.
Yeah.
That she's
seeing. No, I know that, but I mean, like, was it the real like actor?
Oh, hell yes.
Or was it like, okay.
No, he looks different now.
Yeah.
No, but that was sure. him.
I wasn't sure if they like digitally like de-aged
him. It looked digital, to be honest.
I thought it was him.
Never thought I'd
he looks
see
much
that.
Older now.
It just looked like him.
I'm
looks
getting like ahead him, of myself though.
But I don't think it's like, digital because he looked older.
Well,
I don't know.
He looked older
whatever.
Than me. So, I've seen him in Riverdale.
He looked like middle-aged.
He's a bad-looking dude, and I didn't know his name was Skeet.
Yeah.
That's that you're kind of asking for trouble with a name like that.
I mean, I think that's why he got casted.
Probably. But Matthew Lillard is great too.
Yeah, Matthew Lillard, the Scooby-Doo guy.
Yeah, and Rose McGowan before she lost her fucking mind.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean pretty classic cast.
The end credits where it's like the Weinstein Company and I'm like, oh
yeah, he was
like
behind like all of them. Except the new one, I guess. I was very surprised by it. I didn't know it was like Mimi. I didn't know it was kind of like poking fun at everything.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought it was pretty clever.
Very clever.
Yeah, no complaints. Very, very, Subversive. I love Dewey from the start.
Officer,
you think he's gonna bite it, and he's fine.
Yeah, so I watched the first one and the whole time I was like, oh my god, it's just like Scary Movie.
Yeah, she would not stop mentioning this.
I was thinking about the Scary Movie part where the ghost face is on the phone and it's doing like the Budweiser commercial thing. Classic moment.
Yeah, that was great.
What's your favorite scary movie, so to speak?
Oh, like if I were to
what's
answer
your favorite scary face? Movie? Yeah, like of the series.
What if I was Scream?
No, I mean like I love Scary Movie 3 the most because that's the one with the aliens.
That one's so fucked up. Wait, what do you mean? Oh, yeah, the scary movies. I thought you were talking about
Scream. My favorite scary movie is 1. That one is just so classic.
My favorite is pretty the classic.
Because that guy with the hand.
Okay, so
yeah, we got a nice spectrum of opinions here.
You know how in the second Scream, there's that one guy and like he gets stabbed in the head. But like in the scary movie, they make a penis go through his head. I thought about that while I was watching the second Scream.
I didn't even remember that part.
It's like the part where he's like with this girl in the movie theater. And she's this. And he's like, it's fine.
Captain Niobe.
Then she gets stabbed and dies in front of the crowd.
That was like, I was really shocked by that because I always, it's such, that's where all the, that famous shot of all the screamers in the movie theater audience comes from. Very adorable.
All the screamers.
It's like in Scary Movie when they start stabbing Brenda with the knife in the movie theater.
That's
awesome. But like everyone's stabbing her. It's like a group effort.
That's us because we're screamers.
The squeam fan. The second one was my favorite personally. Because I feel like
it's mom.
Yeah. Jada Pinkett.
Yeah.
Formerly
freaking slaughtered. Jada blew it.
Formerly Tupac's girlfriend. You know? That's pretty crazy. Her boyfriend gets killed. He gets the knife in his ear, right?
In the
Scary Movie, it's a penis.
I see what you mean.
I thought that was awesome. When I watched it, I was like, this is funny. It was excellent.
That's also the one with the like the car crash.
Oh my god, fuck that scene so hard. That scene is so hard to watch.
Ghostface is so it's set up for the audience here.
So
Ghostface is driving the car and he crashes it, right?
Yeah,
that's how it starts.
Ghostface crashes with them in the back seat, and they have to like rip open.
I forget how they even got in that situation.
The cop car, and they have to like, because I think he killed the cops who were driving.
Okay.
And then they have to like crawl over his body.
Yeah,
that was the worst.
Yeah, it's very because they can't get out any other way, and they got to go right past him. But,
and then she was like, I'm going to go back to the car. And I was like, oh my god, you guys are the worst. And then the other girl dies, not her. They're always doing shit.
So let's talk about like the main people. Like, okay, so let's talk about our favorites, our least favorites. Who we Sydney. Got?
She's an angel.
Sydney's an angel.
Of course.
She's an angel. Just straight up, she's an angel.
I'm neutral on Courtney Cox's character. I don't really care.
Gail Weathers is fucking like those bangs made me hate her.
But I think
she was just cold.
I'd miss her if she was gone. Thanks. And of course I would say the same about Dewey. But
No, they should have just kept the three going the whole time.
I was really disapproving of what they did to my boy.
Well, because I was shocked when they did that to Jamie Kennedy. Like he only made it to the second one, and
he made it, and he was the expert. Maybe his contract was up, and they were like, "Actually, you're gonna die now."
The Jamie Kennedy experiment was really taken off. Really had focus on that one.
Can we talk about how in the second one there's a guy named Cotton? What's with that?
No, yeah. He's the first one too because he was falsely.
He's incredible.
His name is Cotton.
Name.
Why is his first name?
They
Cotton.
Live in the middle of nowhere.
There's some Cottons out there.
There's right? people with Cotton the first Berry. Name Cotton.
Yeah, Cotton.
And Berry. Then, he's that. What's another thing I liked about it was then in the end of the movie, he's like. he agrees to like shoot the bad guy if he gets like a book deal or something.
Yeah.
Just like, wow, what a piece of shit.
Actually, what he says is he says, he starts talking about the Diane Sawyer thing.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I'll do it. And he immediately shoots the gun. Like as soon as she says, I'll do it.
Leave Shrine. Yeah.
She's and like, then consider it done. That's what she said.
Right.
And then that's
when then he just does it. But his TV show is called 100% Cotton in the third one.
Yeah.
He's like, to me, he's chaotic, neutral, just like Gale.
He's just like, he's just a gun for hire.
Cause they're both.
He'll do whatever. Yeah.
Gale and Cotton are similar in that way.
Yeah, I liked also the play that was in the second one when she has to sing, and then there's like they're kind of whirling around, and you see all the like the guy in the scream mask every now and then.
Dude, that was so funny. What actually was
that? My favorite of the movies was 4.
Yeah, because three is like okay, but it felt like very rushed to me.
I got whiplash from 4. That's how good it was. Four was actually pretty good.
Awesome, and it's crazy because 4 wasn't like it was very like ignored at the time, I think.
Yeah,
and like there wasn't a lot of people talking about it, but now like with time, like it's kind of
it's age.
People have gone
it's
back.
It's the best one to me.
It's why don't you say a little bit about it? Why don't you say a few words?
Well, we should start with 3 before we go on to 4, right?
Sure. Know. Yeah. Yeah.
Why would we want to talk about 3? Those
okay. Yeah. Let's actually skip over 3.
Well, 3 has like the Harvey Weinstein stuff. It's like it's kind of all like alluding to that, like this evil Hollywood guy, and his name is Roman, like Roman Polanski.
I like that Danny Pudi was in it from Seinfeld. The guy who plays Joan, Family Guy.
Danny Pudi plays Abed in Community.
You're thinking of
Danny Putty.
What's his name?
No, there's a guy named Danny Putty.
Putty is his name in the show.
Putty, yeah, but his name is Danny Putty.
His name is Patrick Warburton in real life.
Oh, I don't know his real name. I was talking about
the guy that talks like this.
Yeah, it was a really good impression. Yeah, Joe Swanson. But look.
The third one, I think it kind
of... it's mid.
It became what they were making fun of, you know?
A little bit. And that's something that I kind of judge them by, is that, like, is this one better than the last one? Is this one, like, cleverer than the last one? And the third one was the first time I was like, maybe not. Like, it was like, okay.
The plot twist was so shit.
Oh, like her brother?
Yeah, like what the hell is that?
Yeah.
The best part was Carrie Fisher being like, I didn't have sex with the George Lucas, so I didn't get Leia.
And then there's like a picture of her. She's like, yeah, everyone says I look like her.
And like her character was named Reynolds or something, which was thought was interesting. Like her mom.
Yeah.
But that was good. And I loved what's her name? Parker Posey. The fake one. Yeah. Like they're just like arguing about like, no, Gil would do that. Like just going back and forth.
It was so weird that like they were like, oh, your mom got gang banged. This is like a trauma thing. Also, I'm your brother. That was so I agree with that. Because it brings in like the rape revenge genre.
It was
this is getting convoluted.
Was
you guys.
Scream ever meant to go this direction?
Yeah, no, I was like, it's okay just to be a hoe. There doesn't have to be something sad about it. God
what damn. Lance Henriksen plays like a Wes Craven like stand-in in that movie. He's like the director of the movie. Like they're making Scream in the movie.
Yeah.
The whole time. But and then there's another part. I can't remember which one it was in, but Wes Craven is in it and he's like dressed like Freddy Krueger. He's like a janitor. Do you remember that?
I don't remember that.
His name is like Fred the Janitor. I swear.
That's pretty cool.
I swear I'm not like dreaming this.
No, I believe you.
But it was in there. Yeah, the third one was okay. I like how it ended.
The third one made me laugh when the guy dies in that explosion.
Oh my God.
That was crazy. That was ridiculous. I was like, yo, what the fuck?
That was maybe the dumbest death. Was that the dumbest death? It the might
fourth
be.
One though. Fourth one was
that was great.
Yeah,
that was
fourth a one was fire.
I miss Kirby.
There were twists and turns. I loved it.
I like that they had a bitch named Kirby for no reason.
No,
just dumb. Name the character Kirby, I guess.
I think that's probably her last name.
Oh. Kirby. Like you mean like the little Nintendo guy?
Yeah, like Hayden Panettiere's character's named Kirby.
Hayden Panettiere.
Yeah, she was pretty big back then. That was like her era.
She was a baddie. She's always been like really good at horror shit. She's like in Until Dawn and stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're right. Damn.
I don't have a bad word to say about her. She was good in Heroes.
Yeah.
Who else is in it?
Save the world.
What's her name? The main girl in it?
Emma Roberts.
Oh my god.
Who also is basically also known for domestic abuse against her former partner. So when she was doing a lot of the roughing up,
wow,
I was like,
news to me.
Slow down.
How about that? That's like very true to life there. But
yeah,
no, I wasn't expecting her to be bad at all.
Me neither. It was very good. I like that Alison Brie was in it for like 5 minutes. No, that was cute. I thought it was her at first.
Yeah, wait, what was her deal again?
She was like the lady. Book publicist for Sydney's book.
Some bookie. Yeah. I remember that. Okay.
But
the whole thing was great with like the fame and everything and how she was
It was a great commentary.
Just kind of like, it was kind of very ahead of its time.
Like that shit is still true. Like the Jussie Smollett thing, like people just pretending to be victims straight up.
It's out there.
Yeah, when she starts like fucking
Wes was the blueprint.
Knifing herself
for real.
Like,
That was awesome.
I think
really intense.
It was ahead of its time. I think you said this to me, but it's true.
That's how you know it's a good Scream movie. And you know, like in the beginning when they're doing like the Inception thing where it's like it's every time you think it's the actual beginning of the movie.
Oh, that was funny. That was funny as fuck.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, what the hell?
Fucking mind games. No, man.
That was funny.
What's going on?
It was like, okay. I gotta say,
fourth and fifth ones had funnier elements, like just straight up comedy.
Yeah. And there was also like a good amount of, I was watching 3M like, I don't think it would be bad if they took this a little more seriously. And I feel they started to in 4.
Because I don't think that there was as much substance in 3.
No, yeah. But I mean, and then so you have that scene that was really awesome where what's that guy from Kangaroo Jack? Like the what's his name? Anderson?
I know you're talking about the guy who plays the dad in Black-ish.
I think so. He's like a cop in this movie.
You were telling me about how like it shook you that like the ghost face was just staring at him die, which was,
that was a very chilling scene where he gets the other guy, I think just gets like his throat slashed or something, but he gets like stabbed in the head and you have to like watch him like try to crawl away while Ghostface is just kind of like watching it happen. It's a very eerie scene.
The fourth one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And interesting that same guy is just kind of coming back to do the voice over and over. Ghostface Celeste, he's actually a guy from Mass Effect.
Oh shit, that's cool.
He's Engineer Adams and Harkin.
That's sick.
Those sweeties. But that's Ghostface. Ghostface is such a weird thing. Like it's not what I expected at all. Like it's just different people every time.
Yeah,
but and it's always like multiple people.
Interesting. It's like an anonymous label thing.
It's like, oh my god,
anonymous.
I just imagine like Ghostface turns into V for Vendetta next time.
Yeah,
that would be fire. That's some good ideas there.
I think that Jill was the best villain.
Jill, straight up. Jill?
Yeah, because we were led to believe the whole time that she was the victim.
Yeah,
just
I mean,
like they wanted everyone else to believe.
They always do a pretty good job of throwing you off the trail, I must say. It is pretty.
No, but that one really shook
me. I don't know.
Yeah, and you just kind of watch it happen as she like fucks herself up to make herself look good.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
That was funny. And then when doosh, doosh, in the hospital, when she tries to finish off Sydney, and then she was pointing a gun at Courtney Cox,
and she's like, clear.
Yeah,
it just zonks her in the head.
That show was awesome. Like, I usually hate little taglines, but that was great.
No, it was a very, like, almost serious moment, which was really funny. Like,
clear. Clear.
Some good irony there.
Yeah.
But no, she got what was coming to her, and we don't see her again in Scream 5. We don't see any trace of her.
Yeah.
So,
we don't see Kirby either.
No. Everyone forgot about those people.
I'm just like none of them took karate or anything in between all these attacks.
No, exactly. I was thinking like Sydney girl, you need to learn to defend yourself.
Well, like slowly but surely you start to see it.
She low-key is getting there. I mean, she's training with her own.
They
life.
Both have like all right, so let's talk about did you guys like the new one?
Yeah,
I thought it was good.
That was pretty good.
I thought it was good. I thought it was maybe like not, it was kind of talking about like reboots and stuff. And I feel like I feel like they kind of did that already in 4. Yeah,
with the
but
second.
It was definitely better than 3.
And, it was funny. I liked the 5th one a lot. Like there were some really funny moments.
When they name dropped 4chan, I was like,
yeah, and the guy who calls his arms Hobbs and Shaw. That was pretty good.
Yeah, you thought that shit was hilarious. You're
cracking up.
I wasn't expecting it at all. It's like such a, because I just think that's, it's like a really ridiculous movie to begin with. And then it's like,
yeah,
okay, this movie is just kind of clowning around here.
It's a requel.
It's a requel. It's called Scream. It's not called Scream.
Yeah, 5. I like how we chose to record the podcast on the day that they decided to make the 6th one.
Scream 6.
Scream.
It literally,
you got put in some like alarm sounds here because it's like special announcement.
I'm out. I'm out too. Yeah.
I'm like half checked out already.
Yeah. Like, no, exactly. Right. When they killed Dewey, I was like,
the stakes are considerably lower now.
Yeah.
Oh, you know how I felt, because he's such like an innocent guy. I was like, I feel like I was just watching like a baby animal get like slaughtered. Like it was such a heartrending moment when he got like gutted.
I was you suffered so much nerve damage just to die like this.
That was such a cheap kill too, I feel like.
Yeah, it could have happened like any time, but you kind of saw it coming. Like it was like,
yeah,
he was very just like slow. Yeah. You kind of felt his like Han Solo moment coming.
Yeah.
But
they didn't have to do that.
They didn't have to kill our guy. And I also kind of wonder, I'm like, would Wes have approved of that? Like, I don't know.
Probably not.
Killing his man. There's a reason he survived.
I like that they named a character after him in the 5th one.
I think David Arquette just doesn't want to be around his ex-wife.
That was tough too, because it was like they were divorced for real in the movie, in this universe too, as Celeste put it.
In this universe, yeah, they also got divorced.
And that was really cute when he's watching her on like the Weather Channel or whatever. like with this cereal, like, oh, my favorite show. But
that's how I imagine Connor Oberst lives, but like not like the weather or anything. He's looking at someone's Facebook.
And he like texts her like, Ghostface is back. don't come to town, smiley face or something.
Winky face.
Don't come back to Omaha, Ghostface is here.
Yeah, that was very tragic. Very tragic fate for him.
Yeah. I don't know what I was gonna say.
The whole I mean that was good. Did you find like the new people? Because I couldn't tell like if they were bad.
I wanted to say girls.
I liked the twins.
I thought it was interesting that they named a character after the original director and then killed it off.
Yeah, but the
probably what he would have wanted.
Was that review? It was like, I'm surprised only one of these characters was gay.
Yeah, that was a funny review.
Pretty spot funny. On.
I like the twins. I like the twins too, because they're twins.
Yeah, that, and I think they both provide something for the group.
Yeah.
I think it's really funny because, like, in the fourth one, he's like, when he's that guy's getting stabbed, he's like, I'm gay, to try to like not be killed. And then in the fifth one, the gay character makes it out alive.
A good amount. I thought was interesting too, is that this is the first one where it's like the person survives at the end of it. And then like at the end, a good amount of them survive. So
yeah, that was really weird. Usually everyone gets slaughtered.
I think it was just the two Randy niece and nephew, the Randy incarnate and her brother.
Right. And there's the part where Ghostface comes running out of the shed that we thought was really funny.
Oh, and I guess the girl in the opening scene didn't die, which is unusual.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's pretty, I don't know if they were doing like a survivor kind of narrative there or something, but it's an interesting wrinkle.
Yeah.
Survivor's guilt or whatever.
I thought she was dead. Like by the end of that
scene. She gets pretty fucked up. Yeah.
Wait, which one?
The sister, Sam's sister.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I was so shocked they kept her alive. I was like, what is this?
Yeah. And you know, what else is odd is that I brought attention to this, but that actor suffers like the same fate in this movie. Like the villain who Ghostface turns out to be, that girl, it's like literally shot for shot from the last Tarantino movie.
Yeah,
of her getting like
actress,
like screaming with the knife and then set on fire. I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah, I read an article about that. I was like, what the hell? She
loves that shit.
They wanted to put Filthy Frank through everything.
Yeah, I was wondering. I felt like it was too obvious that she was a killer, to me at least.
Maybe it's like that was like, well, because I liked about this one is that they're always like pointing fingers at each other. And it's just like the paranoia is like killing them more than anything. And it
was really fun to watch them all be like, I don't trust you.
Just like everyone has their backs against the wall.
A moment it's kind of like
they've been watching like too much true crime. Like, you know what I mean? Listening to those true crime podcasts. Living in the
information age.
I feel like one of the funniest moments was when that girl is like, it's not me. I can't believe you think it's me. And then the girl's like, I know it's not you. Shoots her in the face.
Yeah, that was sick.
Yeah, no, that was such a crazy way to drop the ball.
Yeah, that was an insane reveal.
Yeah, no, that felt pretty good to see.
Pretty authentic.
Yeah. Also, when he texts, like, come out here, you bitch, or whatever.
And we all
answer me, you bitch. In like all
answer
caps,
the phone, bitch. That's what it was. Yeah.
Be like, LOL, no.
Ghostface is not intimidating over text.
Yeah. I'd just be like, blocked.
It's his voice is so odd, too, because it's like clearly a middle aged man, even like in the very beginning.
Yeah. I'd be like, you can't beat me.
Pathetic old fuck.
Also, in the third one, they never explain how they get the freaking voice changer that made him.
That's true. And it's not just Ghostface.
That was so fucky.
They get Cotton's voice too.
And then never again did they use that device. They lost the technology to time.
They lost the technology.
They show it only very briefly in the new one.
You see, Billy Loomis's mother was a scientist.
Points a fin. A voice changer scientist. She was always super into that.
She passed it on before she died in the second one.
Jeez Louise. Yeah, so what do we think? What are our hopes and dreams for Scream 6?
I want more slasher films. I think they're really funny, and it's like, they're
who did
fun.
It, the yeah, movie?
It's like a murder mystery, but you get to giggle a little.
There's enough
champagne to fill denial. Gal Gadot.
I think, you know, they should really implement our ideas of the bomb that hits wipes out the entire town. It has Ghostface on it. It's like painted
just like
on
a Ghostface cloud.
Like logo.
It's a Ghostface mushroom cloud. And there's like a guy in a helicopter sees it and he's terrified.
It's like he's really done it this time.
And he screams, and that's how the movie ends. Oh man.
Whoa. Yeah, the weather lady's like, it seems to be, and then the map, the like the weather map is like ghost face.
Instead of like thunderstorms and like yeah, sunshine, like she's like pointing it's at all the ghost weather. Face.
Or not like Gail's reporting, and then you just see her like dissolve in a beam of light.
Holy shit. I think we're on to something here. And I also think it's a good opportunity to bring back Dewey. You have to show him at the beginning, and then the rest of the movie is explaining how Superman. He came back.
He's irradiated.
They take him out behind the hospital and give him some of that super blood.
They just throw him into a pit in Chernobyl and see what happens.
I want a toxic Avenger redemption story for Dewey.
That'd be pretty ill. I was actually watching a lot of his wrestling clips earlier today. Just because I didn't. David Arquette.
David Arquette is wrestling.
You don't know about this?
No, I didn't.
It's pretty funny. It's like because he was way back then. He appeared on like World Championship Wrestling as like a guest guy, and like he pretty much looked like Dewey back then. And
that's really funny.
Like, he's just like showing up, and it's through like a weird turn of events, he wound up with like the championship belt, and it was like not his idea at all. It was like the organization.
Someone's got to edit those clips with the Scream clips. They can make some really good content.
I think they totally could. But then he came back like a couple of years ago, and now he's like, well, he was doing it for real for a couple of years.
That's pretty cool.
And he decided, I think, to retire because somebody hit him. You know, those like fluorescent light things. Somebody hit him in the neck with one and he started like bleeding out.
Damn, so just like his character.
Yeah, so he only did it like for like a couple of years. And it's pretty wild.
So sad. I was
thinking someone should edit the fifth one, alternative ending, where they show wrestling clips of David Arquette in place of his death scene.
That would be pretty sick.
Yeah, like
it's showing him like suplexing Ghostface. Yeah,
and then it's just like, like with a chair or something, and then he's like
RKO.
You could shop Ghostface onto whoever he's like flipping.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be awesome. I recommend it. I watched this video. It was like him sitting on a couch with Mike Tyson talking about their old stories. Whoa. And pretty nuts. Interesting bunch. I didn't know much about him before watching The Squeams, I gotta say. The
Squeams. Squeam.
The Squeams.
I'm squeaming out loud.
And they say in the movie he's going to be played by David Schwimmer when they're making like the stabs.
Yeah.
That's so awful.
I like how, what's his... I feel like it's really funny to watch Ghostface in any single of the Scream movies running or like doing some kind of physical activity. Like
he's always getting whiffed.
In like the second one, he's bumping around like crazy. Like he's spilling. The third one, he's like falling over couches. Or when he trips, it's really funny.
Yeah.
It's an odd choice to have him like be so threatening, but also. So just kind of like really stupid.
Like when he was running behind that guy in the fifth one, oh my God, I was losing my mind. You could see him like jogging over.
Yeah. I wonder if they're ever going to make like a real ghost face. Can you imagine? Like if he's like an actual ghost next time.
They need a baby ghost face. They need like children.
Mini me ghost face.
Yeah, like Austin Powers, but two ghost face. One's a mini me.
One is very like small. Kid. That would yeah, they exactly. haven't done that yet. Ghost face mask. That would actually be really cool.
Where's the ghost face representation? Why is he always able bodied?
It would definitely narrow down the suspect. Yeah, you can't really lot. Get away with
that. We need a Stephen Hawking type. Ghostface.
I don't think that's gonna fly. He's doing
international crimes.
What else could they do with Ghostface? That is a good question.
Well, maybe he could wear like a red outfit instead of a black one. I don't know. Mix it up like sexy Ghostface.
That would look.
It
really
has like
fire.
Lace on it.
My OC Bream, where he wears blue.
Oh my God!
Like Scream but blue.
Wait, what if there's like all different colors? like a rainbow of ghost face.
Rainbow ghost face. It's like a gay ghost face.
The next one takes place in Provincetown.
They never stood a chance.
Gay face.
Gay face.
Gay face.
He's right behind you.
It's like clay face, but gay face.
Gay face.
Wow. Yeah. Definitely like, I think you're onto something with the red robes. And,
I'm always like, it's very sultry if you were.
I think it'd be hilarious if it was someone they straight up did not know.
They should do that. What was that movie called? Unfriended. They should do that, but with Ghostface.
Yeah, like Ghostface joins a Zoom call and they're like, what the hell?
Straight behind you.
And he's like, do your fucking homework, girl.
Gotcha. Just like pointing at the camera really aggressively.
Yeah, it's like a Zoom classroom in like the year of our COVID. You know,
Scream Junior would be definitely interesting if you have baby ghost.
There's a ghost face variant.
Yeah,
he's mutating too quickly.
Omicron ghost face.
They zoom in on the microscope and it just looks like the mask.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the little molecules and like the atoms are all just like the ghost face masks. Like, yeah. Oh, they're still ghost face masks.
Evil down to its core. Wow.
So fucked up. I don't know. I'd be terrified to live in a world like that.
That would give me the biggest scream of all.
That's true.
I would say. Did you hear about the Scream cereal?
No. Is it real?
Yeah. Well, it's like it's a real thing right that's out right now.
Oh, is it real?
Yeah, yeah. And we should
buy that.
It's all like the marshmallows look like Ghostface.
What?
And you, you can.
I'm gonna eat the Screamios with you guys.
And you can pour it, and it screams when you pour it.
Riley, we need to make an exclusive content video of us eating the Ghostface cereal,
and reviewing it.
Really soon, yes, and reviewing it like really soon, really soon.
I'm gonna send you the link to it right now. Strawberries
in stores or
strawberries and Scream.
I'll order it.
They had it for like pre-order. That's how intensive.
That's just pre-order. Like you can't get it at a store.
No, I think Booberry. I think you can. I'm not sure about right now, but
Booberry is second to strawberries and Scream. Okay, let's just get that done.
Is it just like marshmallows and like, you know, Cheerios type beat?
just that normal type beat.
Count Chocula.
I mean, I think so.
Anyone with a widow's peak is Count Chocula.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not going to say it wrong. Gave
Ghostface some hair, like pigtails or something.
I don't like where this is headed.
Okay, I'm putting in the chat. Let me know what you think.
I gotta click this.
You gotta have a look at it. Let me know.
Scream breakfast cereal now available for pre-order with Talking Ghostface collector's box.
Wait, what the? This is
UK-based like morning foods company Cereal Killer has announced an official collaboration.
Cereal Killer.
Strawberries and Scream. They're shaped like strawberry. They're flavored. And then boxes cost €8.95 before shipping. You can order one.
Well, I've never been more hungry for a cereal in my life.
Oh my God.
What?
It's unavailable to US residents.
Wait, no, at the moment, but this was a month ago.
True.
You can probably like order it for, you know, like $50 or something. You know, if you really want it.
Yeah, exactly.
You can just buy like
what does this regular look like to you,
cereal
though?
From here. Hold on, there's killer cereals. Buster Nut, Cluster Fox.
Scream, I think some of these are OCs.
What do you think about the way this looks though? I'm in two minds.
We add it to cart and see what's gonna happen.
Cereal clusters? That's always hit or miss.
Yeah, clusters is kind of a bold move.
I love when they clust on me. Like the clusters do that.
All right, let me try to see if it'll
It will be processed in good boy points.
Let me see if it's going to actually hell. Send it to the United
Shipping
States.
Shipping address. Put it for United States, baby girl. I got that mechanical keyboard so you can hear me clacking and clicking. You got to change the country, baby, first.
Baby.
Oh, no. You can't even... Wait, you can send it to Jersey.
What does that even mean?
I don't even know what the
fuck. Is this country /
You mean Jersey, like old Jersey, not New Jersey.
Oh, it's like old Jersey.
You could probably look it up in like eBay or some shit.
Hold on, I'm gonna look up like US.
I'm sure someone on Reddit has already life hacked this or whatever the fuck.
$54. Scream 22 Ghostface cereal.
$54.
$54. I told you.
Immaculate.
Wait, there's also a pin that looks really cool.
Can I see the marshmallows? I want to know what they look like.
It's hard to see what the marshmallows.
I'm gonna get this for you for some reason or another.
Wait, I have a question. Wait, where did you see it available?
I saw it online somewhere, like on Twitter or something.
Yeah, there's like clusters. I don't know how I feel about
look up
them.
eBay, babe.
$54 on eBay. But I sent you the pin. I hope you like it.
He sent me the link on eBay. Scream. It's $30.
This is an enamel pin.
That's the pin. The cereal that I will send you to.
Screamos. Yeah. They made a genre based off Scream
cereal. Screamo is just music that's based around Scream.
This is only selling for 10 more hours.
And it's a bid and there's
that's how long we have to
29 watchers.
Wait,
this is insane.
But have you seen the back of the box yet? That's really funny.
No. We're gonna see the back of the box.
Wait, show me the mellows.
Wanna play a game? There's only one real ghost.
Zoom in on like the
wait, how do we tell which one's the real one?
Well, look at all the eyes have to be the correct way.
I don't see it.
And the, so does everyone.
Win a private screening of Scream for you and 19 friends.
19.
Yeah, me and all my 19 friends were just
we had like six,
this.
Right? That we wouldn't have been able to do it.
Holographic sticker. What if you win this, but you live in the U.S.? Like, how would that go down?
They ship you.
Asking the real questions.
You know what?
There's a
me
piece
and my
for...
19 friends.
Wait, have you seen this? I'm going to blow your mind right now.
You're going to blow my mind. I believe you. You keep sending me things that are blowing my mind. Scream face mask cereal.
What the fuck?
1,000?
It's just a piece of
the buy it now price is 10,000.
Cereal that kind of looks like the Scream mask, but not really.
Yeah, I think it's like the honeycomb something, right?
The price is 10K, but the starting bit is 1K.
It could
do
be
they really
yours.
Think they're gonna sell this?
Yeah. They know they can. Look, it looks just like Ghost.
No, it doesn't.
It depends on how big of a Scream aficionado you are.
Yeah,
like, are
true.
You are you real enough to buy that piece of cereal?
I think I actually really enjoyed the Scream franchise. Like, overall, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Overall, yeah. Those are going to be my final thoughts, I think. That's pretty good. And I'd recommend.
It's watchable.
Even though it spoiled everything.
It's
still watch it.
Yeah. Thank you for being on this episode of Double Brain Think Tank.
Thank you.
Of course. Ryan. I'm happy to be here.
Feel
come
free
back
to
anytime.
Plug anything you got.
Yeah.
Oh no. What do I got? Just the old GDGC, the goddamn GameCube. Get on that. If you love those video
Riley
games.
Has a podcast named Goddamn GameCube.
Get in
talk
there.
About video game.
We take it pretty seriously. I've been a little relaxed on this podcast. I get a little more serious on that show, but it's still worth a shot. That's all I got.
Speaking of video games, our next episode's topic is Five Nights at Freddy's. So stay tuned for that.
All right.
How about that transition? How about that? That was great.
Clapping emojis.
No, I'm going to have to learn about this.
All right. I'm going to stop this recording.